Welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I'm your host, Candy Motzek, and I'm going to help you find the clarity, confidence, and courage to become the coach that you are meant to be. If you're a new coach, or if you've always wanted to be a life coach, then this is the place for you. We're going to talk all about mindset and strategies and how to, because step by step only works when you have the clarity, courage, and confidence to take action. Let's get started. Hey friends, how are you today? I am so glad you're here. Welcome to episode 28 of She Coaches Coaches. Today we're going to talk about the power of love in your coaching business. The day this episode drops is Valentine's Day, and it seems like an appropriate time to cover this crucial topic. I know it's kind of weird. Why is love in business a crucial topic? Well, we're going to talk about that. Now, if you're tuning in and it's not Valentine's Day, don't jump to another episode. This is a different spin of using love in business, and which for many of us, especially the folks who came from corporate or academia, you might feel like this is an oxymoron trying to put these two concepts together. So stick with me. It's not a fluffy, sweet, rom-com, Hallmark movie style of love we're talking here. You can rest easy. Now listen, I know that a lot of times when you think about business, especially if you're from that corporate world, or if you've been in corporate, somehow that word love and business, they just don't go together at all. It's like oil and water, or even worse, Microsoft and Apple. I'm not talking about the power of romantic love. I'm talking about love and what it can do for your business, how you can attract amazing clients and serve the ones that you already have, plus how you can feel better, enjoy your business more, and attract more of all the good things to yourself through your business. When I'm talking about love, there's a few different words that I would also use. These are synonyms for love. Words that have the same or similar energy. I would also consider grace and beauty a reflection of love. And gratitude, appreciation, kindness, and compassion. Even respect, acceptance. Those are all different ways of describing this quality of love. So what about you? Have you ever thought about combining love with strategy in your business? How about love and productivity in your day-to-day work? Well, now is the time to consciously combine them. I've got four things that I want to share with you today. These are all part of my regular practice, and I use them, like I said, every single day to further love, abundance, and connection. The first thing that I do is that for every single new client that signs up, every single sale that I make in my business, I send that person a thought of love. I thank them in my mind. I express gratitude for them that they've come into my sphere of influence. Plus, I ask that the universe or God uses me to help them and to serve them in the best way that I can. I ask that my clients get everything they need from every conversation we have. I love this prayer from Martin Luther King Jr., and I use it often. Use me, God. Show me how to take who I am, who I want to be, and what I can do, and use it for a purpose greater than myself. The second thing I do is I send love to all the people who are currently an active part of my coaching community. These are current clients, my support team, and my mentors. Let's start with clients. So my goal in every coaching call is to create a space of acceptance and belonging. I intentionally create this welcoming space. I want my people to come to our call and relax. and I want them to relax because they know that I accept them and that I won't judge them for who they are or what's going on in their life. Often, we walk around with an invisible shield that we've created, trying to protect ourselves. We've all been hurt in the past. There's a time when we felt the sting of other people's actions and opinions. Plus, some days are just hard. I want my clients to arrive at a coaching call and know, without a shadow of a doubt, that I believe in them, that I'm rooting for them, and that I love them as the imperfectly perfect humans that they are. I've also got a few people who support me. For example, Mariana, who is my VA, and other contractors that help me out in all kinds of ways. Another instance is this podcast. My editor, Troy, he always does an amazing job, and he helps me get this message out to you. I also include people that I learn from, my mentors and my coaches. It can be as quick as just a moment's thought about how thankful I am that they've come into my life and how appreciative I am of the care and attention they contribute to my life and business. So when I'm talking about expressing love, as I said, I'm not doing any big long thing, but I do consciously express gratitude that they're here in my life and they're doing their best work to support me. And I am doing all of this to support you, my listeners and clients. The third thing that I do is that every time someone signs up for my weekly newsletter or my free resource library, you can check out more about that below, know that I created this information and these tools for you with a heart of service. It's one of the reasons my word of the year is go giver. I know they might land in your inbox just at that right time. At that moment when you've got that question or somehow you got stuck in self-doubt. Loads of people sign up for my newsletter. And if you want to know how to do it, and you haven't done it before, there's a link before. So to get it, you sign up for my Coaches Online Business Academy. It's my free resource library. And when you sign up for that, you also get my regular newsletters too. But just know that every single one of you who do sign up, I send out a silent prayer and a loving thought to you. Finally, number four. Now, this one seems kind of woo, but I like it and it feels good. For those of you who are just getting to know me, I want you to know I'm an engineer, I'm a scientist, and I'm drawn to the woo too. I combine business and soul in a unique and practical way to create the most interesting, meaningful success. So number four, it's part of my morning daily routine. I have a philosophy. Every client who will ever work with me is out there in the world right now. And they are making their way towards me right now as we speak. They're searching for help with their problems. They're searching for help about how to get their goals faster. Really, they are looking for help and maybe just some reassurance. They may not have found me yet, or they don't even know they're looking for me. But if at any point in the next number of years they run into me and I can be of help, well, then that's just great. Every single morning, I think of those people. The ones who are going to take my classes, the ones who will be my coaching clients, all the people who will find and listen to this podcast, and I send them love. So there you go. There's my four kind of secret tips about adding love to my business. You guys have a happy Valentine's Day, and I'd love to hear from you. Share it with me. How do you use love in your business? How do you use love in your day-to-day life? Have you ever thought about this before, putting love in business? Tell me more about it. Pop through to the show notes and leave a comment at my blog. Now, if you're listening to this episode and you're a new coach, I can help you. You might be new, and maybe you're not quite sure exactly where to start or what to do next. You might find that you're feeling kind of overwhelmed or kind of stuck, and you don't know exactly what to do about attracting your first or your future clients. If this sounds like you, you can hire a coach to make it faster, easier, and way more fun. Let's see if it's time for us to work together. There's a link in the episode notes about how to schedule a consult, and I would love to hear from you. Oh, and one more thing before you leave. I want to tell you, remind you about a gift I offer to all my listeners. It's my free resource library, and it's filled with content that I've created to help you grow and become a coach. I call it the Coach's Online Business Academy, and here's how to get it. You click the link in the episode notes and sign up for your free account. When you do that, you're going to get immediate, secure access to all of those free resources. So all you have to do, go to the episode description or the show notes, click on the link, and sign up today. That's it. So that's it for today, friends. Happy Valentine's Day. Come listen again next week. I am really looking forward to chatting with you then. Thanks again for listening today. Please hop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, I would love to hear from you. Did something that I say resonate? What else would you like to learn about? Click the link in the player and leave a comment on the post. This is going to give me great ideas for future episodes so I can help you best. Join me again next week for more coaching, support, and teaching to help you become the confident coach you are meant to be.